Social Geek Radio presents the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am doing great. You know, you and I have been talking to franchisors and franchisees about Facebook for a lot of years now. So I thought it would be interesting to start sharing some of these conversations and some of the new tips and advice that you're giving to clients every day with the Social Geek audience. So, Mike, before we get started, I wanted to ask you to share with everyone a bit about your background regarding Facebook credentials. You have a couple of titles, right?
Yeah. So as some people probably know, Facebook several years back started their Blueprint program. And with that, there are some professional certifications that you can get. Essentially, it's just some online classes that you take. You know, nothing super intense, but there's several that are fairly detailed and things that you have to know. And then once you get through the various classes that are assigned to each certification, you take a test similar to, if anybody's got any like IT background, similar to like the CompTIA test that you take if you're trying to become like an IT professional or something like that, where it's a random number of questions. It covers a vast amount of topics and you have very, very limited resources at your disposal to be able to figure those out. It's honestly, I would rather take the SAT and the ACT again than ever do it again. it was probably one of the funniest things. So the very first time I took one, I wasn't aware how intense they were about, it's a proctored test, right? So they're watching you through your webcam the whole time, but they actually make you pick up your computer. Any artwork and stuff, they have to inspect and make sure that there's no like notes on it, or they made me pull my sleeves up to make sure I hadn't written notes on my arms. I had to take my Apple Watch off. My cell phone had to be visible of the camera, but behind me where I couldn't see my cell phone. There were so many rules and different things. Oh, they made me take my glasses off and show my glasses to the screen to make sure they were like real glasses. And I had like etched things into the lenses. It was literally the most intense thing I've ever done in my life. I was so nervous the whole time. But then they ask you in like any test, right? Like the material on the test was never covered in any of the classes that you take. And so they ask you everything from, depending on which course you're taking, from, you know, just basic strategy questions to some where you have to be able to do some pretty quick math in your head as far as estimating budgets, or, you know, how to estimate client click-through rates, or, you know, just various campaign metrics, such as like if a client wants X number of downloads of their app based on the average cost per download of this particular category of mobile app, you know, what should you budget? What should the client budget, right? So things where you have to have a pretty good memory about, you know, what are the average or Facebook standard cost per clicks, or cost per download, or cost per install, or whatever it may be. And then you have to be able to do that math in your head because you can't use a calculator or anything. They've got like a little plug-in calculator in the thing that you can quickly use, but it's annoying because it doesn't clear outright and stuff. But either way, you basically have to be able to do a lot of very quick math in your head, especially on the ad buying one. So they're quite intense, and I'm sure anybody that's ever taken them will tell you once you take the first one, you feel pretty confident, and then when you get into more of the actual skill pieces, it gets very difficult very quickly. And then some of the ones that I'm currently working on right now are more on the developer side, where you're actually doing things with like the API, the SDK, and the pixels and different things like that, where you have to know a little bit of coding and different things like that to be able to troubleshoot various issues on some of those things. And those are actually considered professional, like an advanced level kind of certification. And so still in the process of some of those, because they take obviously quite a bit of time to get through some of that. But that's kind of the core stuff that I've done. Basically all of the strategy, ad buying, media buying ones, I've already finished those, got those certifications and all that stuff. And I'm working on some of the more advanced. And then I also got invited to Facebook has like a marketing consultancy program that was offered to people who had passed all of the current courses back before they updated it. And they added, so there used to just be three. And now there's like, I think 7 or 8, maybe 10. For the people that had already passed the first three and had their credentials current, Facebook offered a consultancy program where you get to do some consulting work and stuff for people that contact Facebook for help that are larger. So I've done a little bit of that for a couple pretty large companies and things like that. So so that's a pretty cool little thing that's more kind of on the side that they offered to a few people that had already completed the current blueprint stuff. So,
well, I'm glad you're doing that, so the rest of us don't have to. We can just call you and ask you, and I can ask you right here live on a podcast when I have questions. If anybody is still interested in this Facebook program, if you haven't turned them off of it so far, it is the Facebook Blueprint program. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. And once you go in there, really the easiest way to get to it is just to Google Facebook Blueprint certification, and it'll actually take you, because they've changed the URLs a couple of times. It used to be easy. It was just blueprint.facebook.com, but they've changed it now. And it's like facebook.com/business/learn/certification. And then there's a bunch of various subfolders off of that, depending on what you're looking for. So just Google Facebook Blueprint certification and it'll redirect you to the right place.
Excellent. And before anyone asks, no, Mike is not allowed to take the test for you for any price. They will find you. It's Facebook, folks.
They cost too. I don't think we said anything about that, but you actually, and I don't know what the new ones are, because I haven't actually taken the developer test yet, but all the baseline tests are $100 a piece, right? And if you fail, you have to wait a time period before you can take them again and all that different stuff. But
wow.
You have to pay to take them as well. So,
wow. I would have to pay to fail. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think that would maybe be the more nerve wracking part of it, is it's like, gosh, I'm going to waste $100 if I screw up.
The pressure is on, man. So, well, again, thanks for going through all of that with Facebook, so you can help us out here with some questions and some advice every week. The first thing I wanted to ask you about, we're here in early November. We're just getting into the holiday season, I guess, and it's going to be the weirdest holiday season that any of us have ever seen in our lifetimes. What are you saying to clients right now, and what are you helping them plan for as far as things leading up to Black Friday and Black Friday shopping and everything that they're doing with their Facebook ads?
Yeah. The first thing I'm telling them is thank goodness the election is over, or at least coming to an end.
Yeah.
Because it was an absolute nightmare this year as far as ad buying and various things goes, just with the amount of money being spent, the number of ads being run. It really put such a weight on the system that it really became hard to advise clients easily, because there was just so much money being spent without campaign rallies and all the various things. All of that money seemed to get filtered back into Facebook.
Well, sure. In-person campaigning and television is horrible, right? And that doesn't exist anymore. So,
let's advertise. That's the first thing I'm telling them is just thank your stars that we're through this now and can get back to the normal overpriced budgeting for Black Friday.
So. Right. And that's just it. Now that the election is over, or just about over, we're not going to see those prices instantly drop, because we're right into Black Friday promotions.
Yeah. And this year's probably going to be, like everything else, a little different, simply because we really don't know what Black Friday is going to look like from a mass in-store shopping perspective. And so a lot of these stores that would start advertising around the 1st of November, just telling people, hey, come into our store on Black Friday. We're going to have all kinds of deals, but you have to go line up and, sit in the cold and all those good things. That doesn't seem to be happening as much this year, because a lot of the previews and a lot of the data Facebook is sharing with us right now is that these advertisers are saying our Black Friday deals start November 1 and go onto our website, right? And I'm sure there will be specials and things that actually happen on the day after Thanksgiving and all that different stuff like there normally are. But it hasn't necessarily been treated the same way as it would have been traditionally, where there was this big lead up of just, here's the thing that's coming, here's the special that's coming, and it's actually turning into a purchasing event between November 1 and the Black Friday holiday. And really, that's almost even extended, because a lot of those Cyber Monday deals that would normally not run until that weekend after Black Friday are going to go ahead and start now on November 1 as well, because people have just said, you know what, it's not a day anymore. This is just the time of year when people buy. And so they're spending bigger budgets faster and earlier than what they did last year. And so you're going to get out of a strain from the election and turn around and get into a strain from, you know, all these massive companies, Apple with the iPhone 12s and 12 Pros and the new iPads and all the things that they just released, and all the stores that now carry their products, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, all those things on top of toys and, you know, everything else that's going to happen for Christmas and Black Friday and all those good things. So I would just tell people, I mean, if your year depends on Q4 and Black Friday and all this stuff, just be ready, because your ad budgets are going to be more expensive than what they normally would be. It's just the name of the game this year. And I know for a lot of small businesses and maybe even local franchise locations, that hurts, because so much of their revenue has maybe been cut because of shutdowns and things. But it's just the nature of the beast this year of kind of the way everybody's trying to use this as the big recovery from the fact that so many places were shut down. So I would say be ready to spend more money. But if you're a business that doesn't rely on Q4 or isn't going to have some crazy Black Friday special or anything, it may not be a terrible idea to conserve your budget. And I know that may sound counterintuitive, but you know, you're going to pay so much more per click than what you would
just to be in the game. Yeah.
It's just not only did COVID mess up, late spring, summer, and probably even, and for some places, even continuing into the fall, it's really had a massive effect on the way that people are advertising for the holiday season. And so I would tell somebody, hey, if you don't have a ton of money, I would maybe think about saving it until some of this big push is done. You know, you even see a little drop like right at the 1st of December, there's still going to be a lot of ads for Christmas and things. So it's not like it's a, a cliff that it falls off of, but that might not even be a bad idea. The other piece is that Facebook does help small businesses on Small Business Saturday. So that's always a good thing to think of, is if you are a single location or a franchisee that's just a single location running from your local page, use that Small Business Saturday boost, because Facebook's not going to give those bigger companies the same level of attention on Small Business Saturday as what they give local businesses. So maybe you do a one day big push. So there's some strategy that could go into that and your thinking there. So
that's a great tip. And remember, folks, Small Business Saturday, small business, that includes local franchisees. So
absolutely,
whether you're part of a system that has 1,000 locations or 3 locations, you're a small business, and take advantage of that Facebook Small Business Saturday situation. Last question on this, Mike, is there any sense in changing up your targeting so you're not competing with Walmart, Target, Amazon, and so forth? Maybe looking at reaching out to a narrower audience, or maybe returning customers or former customers or anyone that you maybe have a list of.
Yeah. Using custom audience lists during the holiday season is a really, really great idea. Anytime that you can narrow your audience and not make it as wide, the better you're going to fare against some of the bigger players that are going to be spending literally millions of dollars over the course of the next 30 and 60 days. And so lists are a great option. I don't know that lookalikes would be as effective, because you're getting such a wide range there. But the other thing I would say is, if unless moms are your primary target audience for what you're doing, I would look at maybe excluding that mom with children in the household group, unless you just desperately need them and they make up a good portion of your audience, because that's the most heavily targeted on both Facebook and Instagram during the holiday season. So if you're consumers are more men, that's great news for you because they're not going to be as heavily targeted. If they're older and their kids have left the household, that's great news for you. So that's just some things to think about there. The other thing I would say is if you are doing like regional level advertising, say, you know, you're a location that's got 10 or 15, but maybe you're all in Florida, I would maybe look at shifting your strategy to individual store advertising for the duration of the year, simply because you're going to get better local placements than you would regional placements, simply because of the way that Facebook's ad placement algorithm is going to look at a regional placement versus something that's actually a true local. They still give a little bit of a bump to local businesses advertising in a local market over Apple trying to dominate, you know, the entire United States or something like that. So, so the more localized you can make it, the more precise and narrow you can make your target audience, the better off you're going to be. You're still going to pay more than what you're going to in January and February. It's just the nature of the beast, but that will keep you out of paying, you know, 10 and 20 times more like what would normally happen.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for that, Mike. Great tips for Black Friday and the days leading up. We will be back next week with more Facebook tips for franchises. And for more information on Facebook and other social channels for franchises, check out socialjoey.com. One other quick note, a quick shout out to Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The November issue is coming out soon, so go to franchisedictionarymagazine.com and subscribe for free. The November issue is focused on veterans and giving back. That's franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Like I said, we'll be back next week with another Facebook franchise tip. And if you have anything you'd like us to answer or possibly talk about, send me an email, jack@socialgeekradio.com.